Welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks Quick Reviews, and today's quick review is Push It by George Leeson. So first, let's just talk about what this game is. Essentially, the game is you have a jack or a little wooden disc in this, what the jack is, and then each player has two little wooden discs called pucks, and the object of the game is to get your puck closest to the jack. Simple as that, right? And you're like, oh, simple as that, I get it. You know, what? Why are you reviewing this game? I'll tell you why I'm reviewing this game. So my first impressions, of course, was the fun box. The box was completely out of, you know, I want to say cardboard, but it looked like a cardboard box with printing on it, but it had a fun feel to it. And you open it up, and each little puck and the jack were in their individual spots. And the great thing about the game is it comes with a pouch, and all the pieces fit in the pouch, and the pouch fits in the palm of your hand. And so you could take this in your pocket, take it anywhere you want. So that's a great thing about it. And the pieces are very well made, and they feel great in your hands. I'm just constantly holding them while I'm playing the game. And then, of course, you could flick it, punch it, jab it, however you want to try to get your puck closest to the jack. So starting the game, nothing could be more simple than to understand how to play this game. It was just fun to just be able to jump into it and get it going. So the gameplay was very fun and can and did become very competitive between the people that I was playing with. And you were able to play, and the great thing about this game, I was able to play this with my whole family. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my family and what that means. Is my youngest is 2 years old and my oldest is 8 years old. And then I have a couple in between there. And so with a family of six, we were able to be on teams, so to speak. So it's only a four-person game, but of course, you know, the four-year-old and the two-year-old were on mommy and daddy's team. But they were able to hit the puck and they understood, like, oh, I need to get this piece close to that piece, or just hit it, you know, and see what happens. And it was super fun. My 8-year-old and 6-year-old loved it, and my wife and I loved it, and we were getting really into it, and it was just tons of fun that we played it over and over again. And the game can actually be deceptively long if you think about it. You think that the game would go pretty quick, but you go to a total point, and each round you can only score 1 to 2 points depending on where your pucks are closest to the jack. And so the game recommends that, you know, you can set it how far you want to go at any goal, but the in the rule books it says, you know, try going to 7 points. And so that's what we did. And so it can last, you know, anywhere from, you know, a few minutes to like a half an hour plus, depending on how quick you are and how, you know, if each person is scoring or if it's only one person scoring over and over again. And so, but this was not a deterrent in any way. And it kept the attention of my little kids, which is a huge plus to and a huge, you know, praise to the Push It game. And so, what was my overall experience? Obviously, it was fantastic. You could just tell by the way I'm just, you know, exuberant about it. So this is now a family favorite of ours. My kids always want to play it. My wife and I want to play it. And, you know, my brother-in-law, of course, who helps us out a lot with reviewing our games, he enjoyed it a lot too. And you'd be amazed how much laughter is involved in this game, because you're hitting the puck and sometimes it just goes crazy directions. You're like, what? How did that happen? Or sometimes I'm concentrating so hard and I'm about to flick it and I want to get to close, but then it goes like 2 inches because I flicked it wrong or I was going way too soft. And it made everyone laugh, and it's just a really great experience. So what would I recommend about Push It? I would say buy Push It. But there is unfortunately a catch to that. So Push It, and I emailed the owners and see what their stance is on it. But right now, if you go to their website, and we'll have links to that in the show notes, of course, is that they are only shipping currently to EU countries. So, you know, Europe, I believe Australia and New Zealand are also involved in that shipping. But the United States is not an EU country. And so I guess you can't ship it to the United States, but I imagine that they'll get to the point where they will be able to. If you really want this game, and you should, maybe you could email them and say, hey, I really want this game, and I want it shipped to the United States. Can we work this out? But, so, if you want this game, and you should want this game, definitely go check it out. Links in the show notes. Push It is a buy recommendation to add to your collection from Sweet Kicks Quick Reviews. And that's it for Sweet Kicks Quick Reviews. Thanks for listening, and remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.